Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Way back in March, we do a contest. We've done it for a couple of years now, called Chattanooga Madness. And back in March, our champion business for 2024 was the Chattanooga Poker Club, voted on by you guys listening. Everybody was texting in. We did that for a whole month. And now the founders of the Chattanooga Poker Club, James and Denise Kirkley, joining me in studio. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Gino. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for stopping by today. Yes, absolutely. We're super excited about this. You guys kind of opted to kind of wait for your little interview time with me. That's part of the winning package that the winning business of Chattanooga Madness gets. But we had a great time at Running of the Chihuahuas.
That
15
was a lot of fun.
Over at the First Horizon Pavilion. You guys brought the people and everything else, played some games with everyone. That was so good to see. We were able to give you your certificates, which is great. We actually have the swag bags in the back here for you before you go. And now we're going to talk about the interview. And sometimes the businesses like to kind of hold on a little bit because there might be something out coming up in the future to talk about. And that's exactly kind of the scenario that we found ourselves in here. And that's why we waited till August to have you in. But before we get to the big event that's happening this weekend, James, why don't we talk about the story of the Chattanooga Poker Club, kind of how you guys got it together and how it all began.
Yeah, well, Denise and I actually met at a similar kind of poker league.
Okay.
And leagues exist around the country where people can come and play free poker, where the bars provide the prizes, and there's no real buy-in because that's illegal in a lot of states.
Sure.
So we actually met playing in a league, and after playing for a number of years, we realized we could probably run something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to hit a market and build a community, and we've done just that in just under 2 years now.
Wow. Yeah, fascinating stuff. And it is cool. And it's a cool idea just to have, use all the different venues. And I know Denise wants to give some shout outs here to the venues that you guys partner up with. But yeah, it's really the idea is to go and to be able to just win prizes, essentially. It's not so much putting your money on the line in a poker game, but just to win prizes.
Exactly. The venues and our seasonal sponsors provide those prizes for our players.
And that's pretty fantastic. I think it's a great thing. So ChattanoogaPokerClub.com is where people can go for all the details. And Denise, you guys have partnered up with numerous venues across the area.
Yes, we have some incredible venues who are so supportive of our leagues. If you live in the Brainerd area, stop by Bud's Sports Bar, Spare Time, or Hooters. In Hickson, we have Sweet Melissa's Billiards. Downtown, Fountainhead Tap Room. In East Ridge, the Naughty Pirate and Home Plate Bar and Grill. In North Georgia, check us out at Tunnel Vision Sports Bar. Cleveland, one of our newest markets, come by 74 Wing Spot. And for days and times, go to our website, ChattanoogaPokerClub.com or on Facebook.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say, you guys do a nice job of posting up the schedules, making it nice and easy for everyone to find out.
She does an incredible job with our marketing.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really, what is it? It's just easy to follow. Mm-hmm. Easy to follow. And that's really the piece of the information here is getting it out there. People know, okay, well, if I'm going to go play poker, where do I go? And you guys are supplying the venues and stuff. And what the lineup there, all over the area, people are definitely are visiting. So fantastic. And then you guys do special themes. Sometimes you do special game nights and different tournaments. And that's what's coming up on Saturday. So what are we in store for this Saturday?
Well, our special events, the funding for those are provided by our seasonal sponsor. So we do 13 weeks of marketing in person and online social media. And in return, small businesses in the area give our players prize money.
Excellent.
So we have some awesome sponsors. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Cookies and Cream, Dayton, Tennessee, Chattanooga Blueprint, and Wash Heroes Pressure Washing. And those folks provide our prizes. And this Saturday, we have a player appreciation tournament to say thank you to all our players who voted for us.
Yeah.
That's going to be at Sweet Melissa's Billiards. And the prize fund, $500 in Amazon cards.
Wow.
For the prize fund.
How
we
cool.
also have a beginner tournament because we have some folks who may be like, I've never played poker before. I'm kind of scared. I don't know what to do.
Right.
So we have at noon a beginner lesson for anyone who wants to come and learn a new hobby and meet some fun people. Right afterwards, during the big player appreciation tournament, we're also going to have a beginner tournament with a $100 Amazon gift card prize for the newbies.
Excellent. And that's good too, because it is a nice place to learn. You'll be able to go. I know a lot of people are intimidated by a poker table, myself included. They're like, I'm not sure what I'm getting myself into here. End up being in the movie Rounders or something, and you don't know. But this is a nice opportunity for them to do that.
Every night we do free lessons right before our games.
Yeah, good to know.
In fact, our league provides a place for people from that have literally never even played the game before at all, up to even players that have literally won World Series rings in poker.
All skill levels.
All skill levels are covered. And because we do these lessons and you're able to sit even with these people and learn from them, and then that curve of learning is even quicker, and it's so much fun in the community, and that's my favorite part of what we do is the community.
Sure, yeah, and the camaraderie, really, and then you start obviously making friends and relationships and
absolutely.
So on and so forth.
That's right.
Well, excellent. Congratulations to you guys for winning Chattanooga Madness. That is no easy feat. You guys took on some big competitors there from Rosie May's Alpaca Farm and all the others
They're so cute.
I was like, wow, can they beat the Alpaca Farm? Let's see. But the way you guys did it, I thought it was super smart too, going to some of these wonderful venues that you work with and broadcasting live so everybody in the bar can help out.
Absolutely.
And we get so many texts. It was just incredible. So much fun to watch. And then for you guys to be a relatively new business still
absolutely.
And to be able to take the crown is very impressive. So hats off to you guys. You deserve everything
you
get
so
out of
much.
This.
Oh,
and
thanks.
Then I will be joining you on Saturday for a little bit. So we're going to do a little bit of a highlight video, and we can show people kind of the ins and outs of what's happening at the Poker Club and when it comes to the beginners tournament and more. So all these details about everything we talked about today is going to be found on our website, hits96.com. Of course, Chattanooga. PokerClub.com is where you can go, and make sure you follow them on social media for a heads up on all of their events. Denise, James, thanks you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
It's Hits 96.